A United Nations panel wants sanctions against several African nations which have become involved in the war in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The panel's report says the countries have been taking advantage of the war to rob Congo of its natural resources. The BBC's Mike Duncan reports.
Those who've watched as the conflict in the Democratic Republic of Congo becomes more bitter, bloody, and complex have never had any doubts about why. Suleiman Baldo monitors Central Africa for Human Rights Watch.
The war is very much fueled by this rush to gold, diamonds, coltan, and other resources of the Congo, and not really is about, you know, the national security interest of the neighboring states who are occupying Congolese territory.
They are as one also about what the United Nations needs to do to bring peace to the region.
Therefore, I would expect that the finding from a UN panel would give more urgency to the drive to push foreign troops to withdraw from Congo. At least I hope that this would be the conclusion that the UN Security Council would reach.
The panel of five UN experts spent 6 months touring the region to pin down who's really behind the exploitation of Congo's vast natural resources. Its report is critical of all the country's neighbours who are involved in the war, but especially Rwanda, Uganda and Burundi. Presenting the findings today, panel leader Safiatou Barton-Dor called for the UN Security Council to declare an embargo on export from the Congo of diamonds, gold, other minerals and timber. She pressed as well for action against rebel groups engaged there.
The panel recommends that the Security Council declare an immediate embargo on weapon and all military material to the rebel groups operating in the DRC and consider extending this embargo to the states that support or assist these groups.
And the World Bank and the IMF will be asked to consider suspending cash support for Rwanda and Uganda. The report says that the presidents of those two nations were clearly aware of what was going on, but had not stopped it. In the case of President Museveni, the panel leader said his own brother was one of those which it believed was behind much of the illegal trade.
We name his brother because his brother is involved in the illegal exploitation of the natural resources. And we said also that by not responding when he was informed of the situation, he put himself in the position of accomplice. That's what the panel is saying.
Mrs. Barton-Dor admitted the panel was surprised at the huge extent of wheeling and dealing it had uncovered. She said a list had been compiled of all the individuals and companies suspected, and the Security Council would be asked to act on this. But many observers doubt that the UN can sort out the messy game of war in the Congo. Too much, they say, is at stake for the players there. Wamba Diawamba, who is still a rebel leader in the Congo, admits as much.
We really don't think that through the UN we're going to stop this. What will happen through the UN is that at least the problem is dramatized. But unless the Congolese themselves are given the capacity, the empowerment that it requires to control their resources, plundering in one way or another will continue.
The panel's final conclusion is perhaps its most damning. Everyone is benefiting from the conflict there, it says, except the long-suffering Congolese people.
The BBC's Mike Duncan.